Lesson 2. Types of crystals. Ionic crystal. Let us take the example of sodium chloride. The chloride ions are that a cubic packed arrangement, and they are present at all corners and center of each phase. Therefore, they have phase-centered arrangement. Sodium ions occupy the octahedral sides and arrangement is body-centered. Each sodium ion is surrounded by 6 chloride ions and each chloride ion is surrounded by 6 sodium ions. Number of sodium and chloride ions can be calculated as follows in per unit cell. For example, in case of chloride ions, that is equal to 1 by 8 into 8 plus 1 by 2 into 6, that is equal to 4. Na plus ions, 1 by 4 into 12 plus 1, that is again equal to 4. Therefore, unit cell of sodium chloride has 4 sodium ions and 4 chloride ions. The ions are held together by electrostatic force of attraction. In solid state, these ions are not free to move, hence cannot conduct electricity, but in fused state or in aqueous solution, charge separation occurs and sodium chloride conducts electricity. The next type is metallic crystals. We take the example of copper. Copper has cubic close packed structure. It has a phase centered arrangement. The coordination number of copper ions is 12. Out of these 12 ions, 6 ions are present in one plane, while 3 are below the plane and 3 above the plane. The total number of copper ions present per unit cell is 4, which are held by metallic bonding. The third type is atomic or covalent crystals. We take the example of diamond and graphite. In case of diamond, it is a regular tetrahedral structure having one carbon atom at each of its four corners and one carbon atom at the center. The coordination number of carbon in diamond is 4. Hybridization is sp3. Bond angle is 109 degrees 28 minutes. Diamond crystallizes in phase-centered arrangement. Diamond has high density. It is a non-conductor of electricity, has extremely high melting point and has great brilliance of refractive index of 2.75. Coming to the structure of graphite, each carbon atom is covalently bonded to 3 other carbon atoms by covalent bonds, while the fourth valency is free. The lattice of graphite has hexagonal rings arranged in layers. The carbon atom is sp2 hybridization in graphite, forming sigma bonds with 3 other carbon atoms. The coordination number of carbon is 3. The unhybridized p orbital form pi bonding, giving graphite the conducting nature. The layers are held together by weak van der Waals force sliding over one another, thus giving graphite the lubricating characteristic. Graphite is anisotropic for electrical conduction, has a low density as compared to diamond. The arrangement of carbon atoms in each layer causes reflection and absorption of light, and hence graphite is black and shiny. With this, we end lesson 2. Therefore, a little recapitulation of the full chapter on solid state. We have studied about the 2 different types of solids, crystalline and amorphous. What is a unit cell? The types of unit cell, the characteristic of solids, and the types of crystals that are formed. Thank you, children.